In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd, what does it mean? Dear faithful, let me start with a story. A story about the devil. The devil who appeared to three monks and said to them, "If I gave you the power to change something in the past, what would you change?" The first of them, with a great apostolic fervor, replied, "I would like to prevent you from leading Adam and Eve to sin, so that humanity does not separate from God." The second, a man full of mercy, said to him, "I will prevent you from straying from God and condemning you forever." The third of them was the simplest, and instead of answering the tempter, he knelt down, made the sign of the cross, and prayed, "O Lord, deliver me from the temptation of what might have been and what was not." The devil, screaming and trembling with pain, fled. The two others were surprised and said to him, "Brother, why did you react like this?" And he answered them, "First, brothers, we should never talk to the enemy. We cannot negotiate with the devil. Secondly, no one in the world has the power to change the past. Third, Satan's interest was not to demonstrate our virtue, but to keep us in the past, so as to neglect the present moment, the only moment in which God gives us His grace and we can cooperate with it to do His will." Dear faithful, of all the devils, of all the evils, the one that most holds men back and prevents them from being happy is what could have been and what could not have been. The past is left to the mercy of God, and the future to His providence. But the present is in His love for Him. We are all called to live today loving God with all our hearts. A good shepherd guards his sheep, but still at the last, every sheep becomes the prey of death. Christ, the good shepherd, calls to us, "He who believes in me, although he be dead, shall live." Death, since Christ has redeemed us, is no longer to us what death is to a sheep, namely, destruction. No, through Christ, the Lamb of God, sacrificed for us, we have a right to exclaim, "O death, where is your sting?" The goodness of shepherd shows to us, especially if we consider the relationship in which this good shepherd stands to us. As a shepherd, is at the same time our Father, who has made us children of God. He's also our brother, and a brother who has taken to himself our nature. and elevated it above the choirs of angels. He's also our friend. And what a friend. He gave his life for us. He's our king. And how generous, how wise, how grand a king who will place all who will place us all on thrones. He's our bridegroom. And what a union, dear faithful, awaits us with him in the joys of heaven. Jesus was a good shepherd and proved it by the mercy with which he welcomed sinners, rebuking them gently, arousing contrition in their hearts, and finally forgiving their sins when in humility and sorrow they cast themselves at his feet. Mary Magdalene, Zacchaeus, the man sick of the palsy, and the penitent thief on the cross, and so many more, were forgiven. They were forgiven because they asked for forgiveness. Mary Magdalene, Zacchaeus, the man sick of the palsy, and the penitent thief on the cross, all recognize him as a good shepherd. In short, everyone did so to whom he said, "Go in peace, thy sins are forgiven thee." Go in peace, thy sins are forgiven thee, and sin no more. From the time of his ascension to the present day, how many millions have received God's grace, peace of mind, and a claim to heaven through the power of forgiving sins? All these millions, with heartfelt joy and gratitude, have recognized Jesus as their good shepherd. Let us do the same. Let us too reflect on how far we have gone astray in our sins. And that, when we are on a path far from him, death lies in wait for us. Let us make a good confession and so return to him. He will forgive us and sustain us by his grace on the way to everlasting life. Let us follow him like good sheep, that he may lead us into the fields of paradise. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.